Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2308, What Bills Help Build Your Credit by Christine DeGangi with RadicalFire.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Welcome to another Monday Mastery episode here on Optimal Finance Daily, where each Monday, we take a look at an article that features a more complex personal finance topic. So with that, put on your thinking cap as we get into this next article and start optimizing your life. What Bills Help Build Your Credit? By Christine DeGangi with RadicalFire.com. You probably know that skipping bill payments can drop your credit score. The reverse is also true. Paying your bills on time can positively impact your credit. But that's only true when creditors or others report to the credit bureaus. Find out what bills help build your credit or potentially harm your credit in this article. What bills affect a credit score? While it depends on the circumstance, all of the following bills could impact your credit score for better or worse: rent payments, utility bills, cable internet or cell phone bills, insurance payments, car payments, mortgage payments, student loan payments, credit card payments, and medical bills. However, only debts and payments reported to the credit bureaus can impact your score. And here's where it gets confusing, because number one, credit reporting is voluntary. No lender or service provider has to do it. Number two, not everyone reports to all three major credit bureaus. The three major credit bureaus are Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian. Some creditors only report to one or two of these agencies, so your credit report and score with each can differ. Number three, what shows up on your reports can change. A lender that didn't previously report might begin doing so, and vice versa. And number four, the credit bureaus can change policies. Some items such as tax liens and other public debts don't show up on credit reports. However, in the past, these late payments did show up and impact your score. The policies could change in the future, so it's best to keep up with all payments, even if you don't think they're getting reported now. Bills commonly reported to credit bureaus. In general, car payments, mortgage payments, student loan payments, and credit card payments are often reported to the bureaus. Many of these traditional lenders report to all three bureaus, but not all do. Payments not always reported to credit bureaus. Other types of payments may or may not be reported to the credit bureaus. That includes regular payments you make for rent, insurance, or services such as utilities, cell phones, internet, or cable. For most of these companies, the default is not to report your payments to credit bureaus. However, you can invest in a service such as BillDit, available through ExtraCredit, that helps ensure your on-time payments for utilities and rent can be added to your report and potentially positively impact your credit score. BillDit works by adding new trade lines for these accounts on your credit reports. Then, as you pay on time each month, those payments are reported. This can be a good way to demonstrate your positive payment history, even if you don't have a lot of credit accounts. Reporting only late payments. Some lenders and service providers only report to the credit bureaus if you're late with your payments. This depends on the creditor's policy, so ask about it when you set up new accounts. It's worth knowing whether your payments will help boost your credit or make no difference unless you fall behind. Payments that don't ever make it to your credit report. When you owe municipal fees such as library fines and parking tickets, those accounts don't generally make it to your credit report. Neither do tax liens or civil court liens. Note that this wasn't always the case. The credit bureaus changed this policy in 2017 and 2018. They could always implement changes that add certain items back onto credit reports in response to updated laws, regulations, or consumer and business credit needs. Another type of payment that doesn't usually get reported on your credit profile is medical bills. Your doctor's offices or hospital typically aren't bothering to make this kind of report. When late payments become collections. Even if your payments aren't usually reported, a creditor might turn you over to collections if you fall behind on your bills. Those collection accounts might be reported, which is a negative record on your credit history. This is true even for bills that aren't usually reported at all, such as medical bills, utility payments, or insurance payments. If you owe any business money and don't pay it, a creditor might write it off as bad debt and send your account to collections. The collections company will then report it on your credit report. The importance of paying on time. Your payment history accounts for 35% of your credit score. It's the biggest factor in whether that number rises or falls. That makes paying all your bills on time important. Making on-time payments that are reported to your credit history is great. That means your credit score is getting a positive benefit from those payments. But paying other bills on time keeps you from falling behind and into collections. That has a potential positive benefit for your credit history too. Tips for building your credit. Paying your bills on time is one of the best ways to build credit for the future. But if you have a thin credit file, if you have a shorter credit history, or if you have bad credit from past mistakes, there are other options. Here are a few tips for building your credit. Number one, sign up for tools like BuildIt. Get the positive payment history you're achieving with utility bills and rent added to your credit profile. Number two, apply for a credit builder loan. These are available for those with poor or no credit. They're often secured by a savings account. Once you pay off the loan, you get access to the savings account and the money in it. And number three, apply for a secure credit card. These require a deposit to secure your original line of credit, but many secure credit card accounts are reported to all three credit bureaus. That's because they're specifically designed to help you build or rebuild credit. You can build your credit, it'll just take time. Does paying bills build credit? Yes, but it depends on which bills you're dealing with and the policies of the lender or provider. It also depends on whether you're paying those bills on time. Understanding what bills help build credit gives you a leg up on personal finances, but it's important to pay all of your bills on time regardless. Also remember that building your credit is completely doable, but it might take some time. Be patient. Pay your bills on time, and in the meantime, try a few other methods to bump up your credit. You just listened to the post titled, What Bills Help You Build Your Credit? By Christine DeGangi with RadicalFire.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college? I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Building and maintaining a good credit score is important because it's a measure of credit worthiness, and lenders use it to determine the likelihood of repayment. However, it's not the only measure of financial health, and you should probably focus more on building your net worth. Your net worth is the difference between your assets, what you own, and your liabilities, what you owe. It's a more holistic measure of financial health because it takes into account all aspects of your financial life. Your net worth can increase through saving, investing, and reducing debt. Building a healthy net worth requires discipline, patience, and a long-term focus. While a good credit score is essential for accessing credit, it's not the end-all be-all of financial health. A high credit score does not necessarily mean that you're financially secure, nor does a low credit score mean that you're in financial trouble. A credit score is just one aspect of your financial picture, and it's important to understand its limitations. In fact, focusing solely on building a credit score can be detrimental to your long-term financial health. For example, if you prioritize paying off debt solely for the purpose of improving your credit score, you may miss out on opportunities to invest in assets that can increase your net worth. So balance is important here. One strategy to achieve this balance is to focus on paying off high interest debt first, such as credit card debt. Once you've paid off your high interest debt, you can then focus on investing in assets like stocks that will increase your net worth. That should do it for today. Thank you for being a subscriber to the show. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.